There we are.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's greatness, actually.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's my song. Play some Erasure. That's my jam.
No, the outfield's greatness.
Oh, the outfield. My bad. Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
Can you play Erasure too?
Erasure?
How can I explain? Though it's been.
Is that how it
sounds? Might have been a little before my time. Sorry.
Oh, really? Yeah. My bad. All right.
Yes, sir.
It's about the same time as the outfield. Say hi to Bruno Mars, you guys. What's up? Welcome.
I'm here.
Thank you for being here.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
I can't wait.
Nice
look at
to
these
have
beautiful
you.
People.
When's the last time you saw this time of day?
You know what? Just doing this radio stuff recently, it's kind of been a regular thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still on Hawaii time?
No, I'm in
L.A. time.
Mars time.
Okay. Because you did grow up there, right?
Yes, sir.
On Oahu?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Honolulu?
So are you Polynesian?
No, I'm not. No? I'm just a mutt. Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm Polynesian because I'm from Hawaii, but my father's Puerto Rican, my mom's Filipino.
Filarican.
I'm a Portopino.
Yeah.
It's Philip Brooker Lincoln, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, my father is, yes, sir.
Your father is. How did they end up in Hawaii? Because we'd all like to.
A little thing called love, that's all.
Oh.
Ooh.
I just made that up. It's a little corny, but
yeah.
I went with it.
Well, you're a songwriter. That's what you do. A little thing called love will be the new single. Watch. Right?
A little thing.
So you were born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So they moved there before you were born,
yeah.
Obviously.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
And...
Sorry.
Get him.
Wow.
That was that loud. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's Kelly Raspberry.
You know, maybe you should sit next to like Conan O'Brien and just go, duh, every time he
well,
asks
I would have sat next to you, but my place has been taken, apparently.
Oh, am I sitting in your seat?
Maybe because Al don't. Maybe because Al won't go, duh.
No, it's Jenna stole it.
Just say
it.
Duh.
Hey, introduce your two buddies here.
These are my friends. These guys wrote on the album. These guys wrote a lot of the songs that you guys have heard.
Wait a minute. Are they official Smeezingtons?
They are official Smeezingtons.
Nice.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. And I just learned that you guys together wrote CeeLo's song.
That's right.
The mm-mm.
And I'm
with CeeLo, of course. With CeeLo, of course.
CeeLo, he did write. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We can't say the name of the song, unfortunately.
That song is too brilliant.
Thank you,
guys.
That
is awesome.
We won't even bring up that the first song that you sold was to a boy band.
Oh,
dang, snap.
There's nothing wrong with
exit.
Boy bands.
What's wrong with that?
Wrong with that?
What's wrong
no,
with that?
No, that was my start.
Which one?
Exactly.
Which one?
It was a little band called Menudo.
Nice.
Shout out.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of them when I was 12.
Yeah, they offered for me to be in the group.
Is that right?
No, I'm just going
to take my place.
I ate some Menudo yesterday.
Nice. So Smeezington is like a derivative of the word smeeze, which is the opposite of a smash. This record's going to be a smash. No, it's going to be a smeeze.
Wow.
And a smeeze becomes a Smeezington, and they became the Smeezingtons.
Boom.
Do I have
Research.com.
That right?
Thank Give it
you.
Up and give credit.
Thank you very much.
Well, you told him to
Wikipedia
introduce his
buddies. Was right.
Yeah, he never introduced them.
Yeah. So Spike Lee over here.
Yes. Yeah. What up, Spike?
Early, we going
Damn.
In like that.
Going
yes,
in
sir.
On
like right, school. Okay. Yeah. Baseball.
Yeah. I hope y'all appreciate my movies. You know what I'm saying?
Go Knicks.
I'm Philip Lawrence.
Right, hi, Philip. Nice to have you here.
Nice to meet you. Brody Brown.
Hello, Brody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Brody.
Are those really your names? Because I know you're Peter Hernandez.
Hey, now.
Hey, easy with the real name.
Oh, wow.
I mean, where am I right now?
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
You're currently at the FBI building.
I'll straighten it up. Edith Quaggenbaum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
For real.
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, there isn't anything wrong with Peter Hernandez, so why Bruno Mars?
Because it's cool, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'm just curious.
Where did it come from?
No, you know what? My father named me Bruno when I was 2 years old.
There nickname. You
go. Yeah, it was a nickname from a big wrestler named Bruno Sammartino in his
right.
day.
Right, yeah.
So I guess I was a heavier set kid, and my dad just wanted to pick on me. And so Bruno was just like my nickname. And my father and mother, till this day, call me Bruno. It's never been...
But he's not upset really. You're not a wrestler, is he?
No.
Because music was in the family. Dad
I'm
was
a little too short to be a wrestler.
Dad was a percussionist, right?
That's right.
Is that what did he play like around Honolulu and stuff, or what?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
That was his thing.
Awesome. So you grew up with music in the family.
That's all I know, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
all
where
I
Bruno
know.
Came from. The Mars came from. Women are from Mars. No, women are from
men.
Mars.
Are from
men are from Bruno.
Oh.
Yeah.
And women are from Bruno.
Random
what?
Man. So when did you first realize? I got to think it was post-pubescent. Where you realized I have these amazing tonal qualities.
You know, I knew at a very young age. I think I was about 6 months old when I just knew I had a career.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you would cry and it would have...
It was tonal qualities.
Yeah. You would cry and it would have vibrato.
Exactly.
This guy was auto-tune all the time.
Like, Mama, I don't want to.
No, my... my father had a show, and they were out in Japan, and I was up there when I was 2 years old, and I remember just watching the show every night, and it was basically like, put me in, coach, put me in.
Wow.
So he finally brought me up on stage. You know, I'm about this big.
Yeah.
I'm probably not even speaking English.
Wow.
But I knew I just got addicted to the attention, and wow. I was like, every night, come on, let's go.
So to be doing this now, it's got to be absolute dream come true.
This is the best feeling in the world.
And it started kind of rough. You were out there as an artist on your own before you were producing and writing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, hey, good song. You should sell it. That's got to hurt. Like, well, what about me? I wrote it. I want to sing it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And there you get Menudo. I
appreciate you for bringing it up.
But it still kind of hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been others who have done the same.
You know, I got bullied in high school. We could talk about that, too.
No, yeah, well, tell us.
I'm not here to make you feel bad. You're a guest in my home.
Not to mention Uncle Frank.
Incident. Can't bring up Uncle Frank.
Don't
yeah.
Do that.
But people would come to you and say, what a great song. We want that. And you would say, but it's mine.
Well, it was first, me and Phil have been writing for a while.
Uh-huh.
Good couple weeks. Yeah. A couple weeks.
And he would come in and we would write for my project. Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And we were flat broke. He would show up in the bus.
Wow.
I'd skateboard to the studio.
City bus?
The city bus. Nice. Ooh, transportation.
Yeah. Awesome.
Public transpo, baby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right on.
No crazy people on those buses.
Not hating.
And we got approached by Menudo's people.
Right.
And they said, we want your song. I said, are you kidding me? This is my art. You want to give it to a boy band? They said, we'll give you guys $20,000. I said, here you go. You can have it. And you can take whatever else you want.
Look, I'll get you another plane.
I was like, let's get off the bus.
For a while.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of like our eye opener and saying, like, you know what? Let's put the artist thing onto the side because that's not paying the bills. And
just write.
Let's write for Menudo.
When you're writing a song, do you purposely try to write a hit or you just write what comes from the heart? Is there a different way to write a hit than there is to write something that just is buried on the album?
You know what? We're a band. So we just kind of write like a band and we make it feel good, you know, like the CeeLo song.
Mm-hmm. Whose girlfriend's that about?
You don't want to know.
Huh? Oh, damn.
Yes, we do.
That is a feel good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but you know what? We know that there's politics involved and radio and stuff like that, but in the studio, we just want to make sure that we all like it.
Even if you know it's not going to be a commercial hit.
Yeah.
We love it.
I could just see guys banging around on the keyboard and coming up with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Thinking about this girl. I can think of three girls that song could be about.
I don't want to know who it's about because I found out what Right Round is about, and I'm like, oh, heck no. So I'm, you know, I no longer ask.
What is it about?
Never mind.
It's what you think it's about.
Yeah. What do you think it's about?
That's exactly
from
what it's
the
about.
Top of the.
I know what it's about. I just wanted to hear him explain it.
Yeah, it's about a record.
Yeah.
And going around. And
exactly what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about Flo Rida's struggle, basically.
Yeah.
Dad, what's that song about?
Will you play something for us?
No, I gotta go. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Bruno Mars, everybody. We'd love to hear. You've got so many. You can play anything. I have to say, I was talking on the air about your new song and how I think it's going to be the new James Blunt, You're Beautiful, for like this year, you know?
Thank you.
I mean, and that didn't do bad. It won the Grammy for Best Song, I think. So
I'll take that all day.
But it's one of those songs where it's like, it's not a cliche-driven, you know, here's why I love you kind of song. It really sounds like it came from the heart. I'm glad you kept that one and did that one yourself.
Thank you, man. It's funny because we wrote that one right after we got in with CeeLo. So we gave CeeLo like this jam.
Yeah.
And I got the romantic ballad.
And you got $1.29 of my money.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
How much of that do you get, Bruno?
Of the $1.29? Uh-huh. Wow.
Pick the lowest number.
Pick the lowest number.
Yeah, 7.
4.
One.
I thought it was like 36 cents or something.
Yeah. No, it was like 4.
I probably should know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So when somebody says, I bought your song, you can go, cha-ching. What are you going to play for us?
How about this little ditty?
Come on.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Sounds like the record.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Help us out, Jay. Snap your finger.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling with Kid Craddock and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, man?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. When I'm a billionaire. Philip, give him the remix.
Here we go. I want money. Lots and lots of money. I want that pie in the sky.
Yeah, who can relate? Can you relate?
Oh, I want money. Lots and lots of money. And I won't stop till I die.
I'll take him home, man.
Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. When I'm a billionaire. Sing it. I wanna be a
billionaire.
What?
So freaking bad.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead. Go ahead, that Spike Lee. Man.
I mean, you know,
I don't only just direct movies.
All right.
Or play football. It's Lawrence Phillips, right? Oh, Philip Lawrence. My bad. Okay.
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, dang. Sorry. Okay. You guys...
Lawrence Phillips was a football player too, Al. Oh,
so you guys are just a hit-making machine.
Well, we don't like to toot our own horn, but...
Well, you are.
Beep.
And I just saw, if I have this right, that you're going out on the road with another hit-making machine who also wanted his songs to be his own and also had offers for him and sold some, a guy named Ryan Tedder.
Ryan Tedder.
From One Republic.
What's funny about that is I met him, and when I met him, he said to me, Bruno, I know the guy that's putting the new Menudo together.
Shut up.
No way.
That was Ryan Tedder.
You should be in
that band.
Just can't get away from Menudo.
Yeah, when he said
everywhere.
That. I wonder if he remembers that. Ryan, wow. If you're out there.
He listens every morning.
Yeah, he does. He'll call.
Does he listen?
In Oklahoma. Yeah. He's listening.
He won $100 yesterday.
Yeah, he called in. It's so embarrassing. He's like lying about it and stuff. You know. I've never won before.
No.
Yeah. And also Maroon 5 on that tour, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going out with Maroon 5, One Republic, and Bruno Mars. How many cities?
Uh-oh.
How many cities you doing?
I think we're doing about 11 stops.
Wow.
Yeah. The West Coast tour. And then I'm doing some headlining stuff too.
No way.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just want to come and see you, but the great thing about doing a show like this is you're exposed to fans that may not have ever seen you or know who you are, wouldn't go to a show just you until after they see you. Like that's why you open, right?
I mean, exactly.
That's why, yeah.
To be on the same stage, the funny thing about Maroon 5 is, you know, it wasn't too long ago where we were doing covers in California on Ventura Boulevard.
Wow.
And I remember girls coming in just like, can you play the Maroon 5 song?
No way.
And I'd be like, absolutely.
Of course we can.
Sunday morning rain is falling. And I would learn all these songs. And
you're famous for doing covers, like, on tour. I heard you do Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
From Nirvana.
Yeah.
Break me up. Can you break me up a little bit of that? I'm putting it on you.
What time is it? In the morning?
I know.
No, we do a little remix. It goes like this.
Come on. Bruno Mars, Nirvana.
It goes like this. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor and around.
Hold on, I'm in. Shema. I was just gonna add to it.
Shema. That's what we do. But you gotta come to the show to see the rest.
Really? Really?
Sorry. They told me her name was Billie Jean as she caused the scene. Then every head turned with eyes of dream of being the one who will dance on the floor and around.
Nice.
Don't think twice.
Yeah. No, Al.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, cause a lie becomes the truth. Yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one.
Wow, that's hot for this type of morning.
But the kid is not my son.
And he hits it.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. No, he ain't.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, give it up.
We needed him on our Michael Jackson tribute.
We
yeah,
sure
yeah, we did.
Did.
Yeah, we did. Because we weren't good at all.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and I want you guys to play. On. I know. Dude, this is so we can spend more time.
This is like karaoke right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're taking your requests right now at 800-KID-LINE. Anything you want to hear from Bruno Mars, give us a call. Also, we're going to hear the new song, Just the Way You Are, which, like I said, I think it could be Song of the Year. So we'll
no, you're not.
What? Oh, you're not going to play that for? Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right. Bruno Mars next when we come back.
Yeah,
and your calls, too, at 1-800-KID-LINE. Kid Craddock in the morning.